Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Think Future podcast. I'm your host, Chris Kalibukas, and once again, we're coming at you live from deep in the heart of Silicon Valley, California. Now, for this episode, I'm going to do something completely different, which should help everybody. And what it is, it's about time. Time, time, time. Three ways to put time on your side. And don't expect me to sing because I can't. So, first trick I use is to set your deadline closer. That's right, folks, closer. And I don't know if you've read the book When by Daniel Pink. Great book. It was one of his latest books. I don't know if it's his latest book. He may have come out with one since then. But it's a great book because it talks about timing. And it talks about studies on timing. It talks about understanding how timing works. And there is something in there that was mind-boggling to me. But as soon as I heard it, as soon as I read it, or heard it, I think I was listening to this book, as soon as I saw that, I thought to myself, yes, that's exactly right. And this point is that no matter what the deadline is, and whether it's a personal deadline or a team deadline or whatever it is, people do not start working on a project or a task or whatever until halfway between now and the deadline. Because people think, oh, there's plenty of time to do it. Or they have to commit, so they have to do stuff. So think of it this way. So I have a deadline that's 4 weeks out. 4 weeks out, I'm not really going to start working on this thing until it's 2 weeks out. And then by the time it's 2 weeks out, I think to myself, oh my God, I only have 2 weeks to do this. And I rush through it and I get it done in time. So it doesn't matter if it's a team or it's an individual. Every deadline is people don't start really working on whatever it is in earnest until halfway through the allotted time. So if you give me a week, I'm not going to start thinking about it until Wednesday. If you give me a day, I'm going to start thinking about it tonight. If you give me an hour, I'm going to start thinking about it in 30 minutes. See what I'm saying? So, and this study apparently crosses all borders, all teams, all projects, whatever. So if you're in the middle of a project right now and you're wondering to yourself, what, okay, I've given them 3 weeks to do this, but they seem to be farting around and kibitzing and they're not actually getting any work done, then that's probably the case. So there's a simple trick to fix that. Don't give them the ultimate deadline. And this is a standard project management trick. But the trick is to give them a deadline that's halfway in, right? So say that you have a deadline of getting something done by the end of the month, right? So it's 4 weeks out, but instead of saying, we need this by 4 weeks out, you say, I need this by 2 weeks out. Because that means they're going to start working on it within the next week, right? Bring the deadline in. Set the deadline in to half the time you think you need and get it done in that time, because that is what's going to happen. You know, the corollary to the work expands to fit the time allotted is the work contracts to the deadline. And depending on the deadline that you set for yourself, you're still going to meet the deadline, whether it's 2 weeks out, 4 weeks out, 1 week out, a day out, you're still going to meet that deadline. You may not have the same level of depth to whatever you're creating, but it doesn't matter when the deadline is set, you're still going to get the work done. People have been shown that they can still get whatever work done, even if the deadline is super tight. So bring that deadline in, give yourself half as much time to do the work, and you'll still feel better about getting the work done. Second trick I use is to imagine that it's way more work than it actually is. So let's say you have to do a deck for a steering committee meeting and you think to yourself, oh man, I got to do like 10 pages and it's got to be all these different things. I got to put stakeholders and blah, 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 blah. I have to put all this stuff in it. It's going to take me a week to do this damn deck, right? So you overblow the amount of work in your mind. You think to yourself, oh man, it's going to be a week, 2 weeks. It's going to be so much work to put this deck together. So you imagine yourself, you imagine the deck to be way more work than it actually is. So that when you actually start doing the work, you end up doing it in a fraction of the time that you thought it was going to take, right? You thought it was going to take. So what ends up happening is that you do it in less time and then you can relax. So that's great. And speaking of relaxing, it's my third tip. I actually have a lot more, but I'm just going to stop at three today. Be the first in line. So if there's anything that needs to happen where you're part of a group and you need to contribute to the group or to the meeting or whatever, a lot of people don't like, they don't like being the first person. They don't like being, and they like being the last person. A lot of people like to lag back and I'm gonna do this later. Maybe they're not gonna get to me, blah, blah, blah. So a lot of people like to do that. They don't want to be first. Whereas with me, I want to be first. I want to be first in line all the time. You know why? Because if I'm first, then I just do it. I'm done. So let's say I'm in a class of 20 people and I got to go up to the board and I have to present my solution. If somebody says, who wants to go first? I put up my hand. I say, I'm going first. I used to not be the person. I used to not be that person. I used to be the person who was at the very back. Like, I hope they don't call me. I hope they don't call me. And they call me. But now I'm the opposite. I'm like, I'll go first. I do my thing, sit down, and then I can relax. I can just relax for the rest of the class, the rest of the meeting, and go, I did my thing. And now I can watch other people do their thing. And if you want, if you still need to contribute, you can always contribute. But at least the pressure's off, right? The pressure's off. The sensation that, oh, I'm not going to be able to perform. I'm not going to be able to do this. I don't know what I'm doing. You get it over with. You're done. You're finished. And then you can feel better about the rest of the meeting because the hard part's over and done with. It's in the past. You don't have to think about it anymore. Anyways, those are three ways to put time on your side. I got a lot more, and maybe in future shows, I'll talk to you about that. Thanks a lot, everybody. See you next time. Until then, don't forget to think future.